In the same period that gold's climbed 80% since we last talked, Bitcoin's down 25%. What's your view on what's happened with Bitcoin and why that hasn't played the role that many thought it was going to play, which is the safe haven asset?
There's an important differentiating characteristics of Bitcoin. Bitcoin does not have privacy. Any transactions can be monitored and then indirectly perhaps controlled. Central banks are not going to want to buy Bitcoin and being able to hold it. So it's not just individuals, it's institutions and so on. But most, you know, and central banks, there has been some question or thoughts of the development of, you know, new technologies like quantum computing and so on. Can there be issues regarding that? And then there's, you know, who owns it and what are the other exposures that they have in their portfolio? It tends to have a pretty high correlation with the tech stocks. So from an ownership, you know, just the supply demand is affected by if somebody gets squeezed in one thing, they sell something, whatever else they have. So there are those dynamics. It's a long way, and it's a relatively small market that's a relatively controllable market. I think a lot of attention has been given to Bitcoin. But as a money, you know, it's small in relationship to gold. And so, you know, those are the dynamics. There is only one gold.